Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Over under on how long before one of us gets stuck in that elevator?
I tell you what, I got on the elevator yesterday to leave here, and I went downstairs, right? And it's the first floor. There's no basement of this building as far as I know. And the elevator held me held in there for a good, like, 30 to 60 seconds. Like, it didn't line up with the floor downstairs.
Ah, oh, Deanna and Raven, there is a faulty elevator here, and what we've learned is that they just will wait and see what happens. You know what I mean? It's like, let's wait until somebody's stuck in this elevator.
Until before. It actually falls.
Right. And then we'll address the issue. So I come in every morning and usually you push the button and then, you know, it goes ding and it opens up. But for the last maybe almost a month now, I walk in and here's the creepy broken elevator just open waiting for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And that one's been open for days now. But it might have been that elevator that I rode down in yesterday. So that's the thing is like you come out one day and it's randomly back in service.
Exactly.
And I haven't seen anybody in the building working on it. There's no Otis elevator van out front.
So I go in this. So for some reason, even though there's clearly a problem with this specific elevator since it's just waiting for me with its doors open, I go in and I push floor 3 because we're on the third floor, and I have to continuously press it for about 30 seconds for the doors to finally close, and it does the thing where it closes a little bit, then it opens, and then it closes a little bit more, then it opens again.
If you got on an airplane and you had to do that with the door for the airplane, you probably wouldn't tell them to back it up from the gate, right? You'd be like, no, I'll wait.
Yep.
I'll wait till you get another one.
I like to roll the dice around here. You know, it's like, you know what? If this elevator is going to wait for me and it doesn't want to close all the way, I just want to see what happens.
Have you ever been trapped in an elevator?
No, have you? Because that's what I keep thinking. I go, the worst comes to worst, I get trapped in this elevator and then I have an excuse to take a nap in the corner on the floor for an extra half hour.
I mean, I guess I get that, right? It's not like it's a skyscraper, so it's not the end of the world, you would hope, anyways.
I mean, how long can I be in there? I've got snacks in my pocketbook.
I've never been stuck in an elevator either. I've never done that.
I'm curious.
I wouldn't want to be.
I don't want
to. Well, it's not an experience I want to do.
But there's so many cool things that happen when you're stuck in an elevator. Haven't you watched TV?
No. I mean that's a joke, right? Usually they get the doors open and everybody's sweaty and tired and cranky.
But that, like, don't you think that's a fun bonding experience? Remember when Beyonce and Jay-Z and Solange were in the elevator?
Right.
Crazy things happen when you're stuck in an elevator.
Right. It didn't go well, as I remember.
You know?
I mean, that's not bonding.
I think it'd be an interesting experience and one that you would never forget.
But, well, I mean, I guarantee you would not forget it. Right. That would be one that I would assume is correct.
1-800-330-9999. Did you ever get stuck in an elevator or have a wacky story about things that happen in an elevator? Santa and Raven, you got stuck in an elevator once?
I used to live in the Bronx, so, you know, there's a lot of buildings and all that stuff. So I used to live in the sixth floor. And one time I got stuck for like 20 minutes. And I just like hang in there, and then the door opened halfway, and then I had to call my uncle who lived in the fourth floor, and like literally I had to like climb up because it opened halfway, and like he had to help me like get up and like crawl on the floor and all that stuff. So it was kind of like annoying and like. You sweat a lot because you get nervous.
I mean, I would assume you're sweating a lot. That's got to be like...
And you're slippery when they're trying to grab your hands to pull out. Then you're thinking about every horror movie you've ever seen where the elevator decides right then it's going to drop and cut you in half.
But what's worse, Raven, being trapped in an elevator by yourself or being trapped with like a stranger and now you're forced to make conversation and figure out how you're going to escape this? It's like one of those escape rooms, but it's a real escape room and you're with strangers that you don't know.
Right.
What if they freak out?
I think I'd rather be alone with a pillow, that type of stuff. I can tell you what's going to happen with you. You're like, oh, I got my granola bars. I'm going to be fine or whatever.
Yeah, my coffee.
The minute that happens, you're going to have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, it's true. You get nervous and my stomach will turn. You know that's a fact. That'll happen to me, definitely.
Right, for you.
1-800-330-9999. You ever get stuck in an elevator? We've got this busted elevator here at work that for some reason I keep getting into it every single day just because I'm curious what it's like to get stuck in an elevator, you know?
I'm not curious at all. I mean, honestly, when that thing is back in service after days of being out, I never want to get in it. It makes me nervous all the time.
Yeah, we're wondering, though, have you ever gotten stuck in an elevator and what happened? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. That happened to you?
Oh, yes, I was.
What happened?
Well, I was 7 months pregnant and stuck in an elevator.
Oh, my gosh. That can't be fun. Did you have to go potty?
No, but I was scared to death because I didn't know. It was my first pregnancy, and I didn't know what to expect. And I was the early shift, so there was only one other person in the building, and she was already there because I saw her car in the parking garage. And I'm pressing the emergency button, and no one came for almost 40 minutes.
So what did you do?
I just kept pressing the button. I figured eventually people are going to have to come into the building, and they're going to hear this insane emergency bell button ringing constantly. But I was so afraid that I was going to go into labor because I was so nervous.
Oh, you know? But they finally got you out, right?
Yeah, well, eventually the maintenance guy did something, and then like five people were standing outside the elevator waiting to see who was stuck inside, and there's Prego me, you know, coming out.
If I would have gotten stuck in an elevator and I was pregnant, I would have 37 snacks on me.
I mean, I know that you're so relieved to get out of the elevator when you do, but if it's just some unknown thing that the maintenance guy did, like, shouldn't there be a demand at some point for somebody to get involved? Like a professional. I'm not trying to tear on the maintenance guy, but like somebody to show up and be like, yeah, it just happened again the next day. That's not really putting you at ease, right?
Cool things happen in elevators. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. You got stuck in an elevator?
Yeah, me and this girl happened to get stuck in an elevator together in 2006. I'm sorry. We were both at the hospital. I was visiting one of my family members. She was visiting one of her family members. We were stuck in there for over almost 7 hours.
Oh, my God. 7 hours?
Because one of the hydraulic hoses blew to the hydraulic elevator, and we ended up talking, getting to know each other real well, and we were both single. We went on a date, and now we've been married for almost 7 years.
Come on! See, that's what I'm talking about. Cool things happen in elevators.
Right, but that's like one cool thing out of like a gazillion bad things.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but it was crazy. Like, we hit the emergency button, and we weren't even really nervous because we were just like so into talking to each other and so into each other that she's actually here with me now. It was crazy. It was wild.
Wait. It's like a straight movie type thing.
I'm telling you, those things only happen in elevators. Single ladies, just go to wherever the hot guys work and keep riding those elevators up and down. Eventually, one of them is going to break down.
You'll find a nice, good-looking guy in an elevator.
Yeah, see what I mean? And I would do it at a hospital, too, because you might land yourself a doctor. Yep, that's the way to go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She didn't get that lucky, but she got it. I think I'm actually the lucky one. So.
Oh, that's the best.
I consider that one of the luckiest days of my life right there, getting stuck in an elevator.
Oh, see, now do you agree with me, Raven?
No.
Yesterday, it took me to the fourth floor. I've never been to the fourth floor because, you know, I believe that there's snakes on the fourth floor.
Well, the fourth floor is supposed to be a lockdown floor where basically nobody goes up there, gets access. And I've heard that from multiple people. The elevator's now randomly taking people to the uncharted dimension or portal, if you will, on the fourth floor.
I think it brings you to an evil
mirror
dimension. Nothing, because the minute I opened the doors and I realized that I was on the fourth floor, I immediately got scared. And I was like, I just started pushing all the other buttons for the door to close.
When the door opens, does it look like the other floors at that one section?
Yeah, but a weird feeling comes over you.
Right.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. Our elevators in our building, they're really strange. Something is wrong with them. They have been wrong. Like, they get better, then they get worse again. It's back and forth all the time.
Yeah, they're bad.
They're bad right now, worse than ever. And the fourth floor is kind of off limits here. Like, you never go to the fourth floor.
Nobody gets there.
There's nothing there.
We don't know what goes on that floor.
So I've always believed that there are snakes, because one time we found a snake in our hallway, and we thought that it escaped from the fourth floor.
It's true. It was a live snake.
Yep. And so now it brings us to every floor. And yesterday it included the fourth floor. But it doesn't stop me from getting on that elevator every single day.
Yesterday, when I was leaving here, I was getting on the elevator. And I had managed, because the buttons won't hold or light up right now.
Right.
But I had managed to fool an elevator car to coming to our floor by holding the button the entire time.
Yes.
So I get on the elevator, which is about 3 inches lower than the floor level. So I step onto it. It's already ominous.
Yeah.
There's a gentleman coming out of the other office. There's only like 3 offices open in this building right now. I said, come now or you'll never see this elevator again. He hops on, right? And then he goes, yeah, it's the mechanicals are really terrible in this building. And I just start commiserating with him about how crazy and dangerous the elevators are. Turns out he runs the building.
Oh, well, somebody should tell him.
Well, he knew. He brought it up to me. And then I was kind of left with, well, how do I leave this conversation?
Right.
Like, hey,
yeah,
get back to work. Or, hey, thanks for the effort you're putting in. Or, hey, we made it alive. Good luck to us both. That's basically what I settled on.
But if you missed it a few minutes ago, we had a gentleman who met his wife when they were stuck on an elevator for 7 hours.
I mean, it's a crazy story.
Good things can happen on an elevator. Did you ever get stuck on an elevator? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Yes, I did. About 10 years ago, I was going to the labor office, and their office was on the 3rd floor. I got up to, the 1st. And it locked. So there was a phone in the booth. I was alone. I called and they said, yeah, someone will be coming. And when you're in there, it seems like all eternity.
Mm-hmm.
So I banged on the wall.
Good.
And finally, someone on the 1st floor heard me. They said, did you call on the phone? I said, yes. They said, well, we'll go up. Someone on the 3rd floor was the one that knew how to get the elevator going again. And eventually, Eureka, what a nice smile. I got off the elevator and there was this lady. Are you okay?
Hey.
I said, I'm fine, thank you. A little bedeviled and bedazzled, but I'm okay.
Right. I'm glad to hear it all worked out.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
It is scary. I will tell you this because you don't know whether you're going to drop down sudden or whether you're going to glide down.
You're going to plummet.
Right.
Right to your...
Yeah, that's the word, plummet.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you for
Thank
the
you.
Call.
Thank you.
If the elevator repairman's on the 3rd floor and you're stuck in between the 1st and the 2nd, he'll never get to you.
Well,
he may never actually get there.
I've seen people get stuck. In between floors, right?
Yeah.
And then they have to like guide you down, and then it's terrible because you just see the bottom of their feet.
Oh, and you think something's gonna get lost,
right?
And that thing's gonna go right at that moment.
Oh, yeah,
come on, Keanu Reeves made a career out of that.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humor. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.